creo que tiene un nuevo teléfono.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of our clients, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the local community. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
22 years.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Terrazzo.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, improver, or something else?
Journeyman foreman.
Thank you. And are you currently working at the trade?
I'm retired.
Thank you, sir. How many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work in the past, if any?
No, I never was.
Thank you, sir. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past years?
No.
And have you seriously considered dropping your membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer, more, or about the same number of construction projects that there was this time last year?
That's it. I don't know. I can't tell you from last year. I've been out a couple of years.
Oh, I understand. So about the...
So I really can't tell you that. I've been out almost like 2.5 years. So if you want to go 2.5 years ago, it's a different story.
It's okay, sir. And actually, do you know, or do you have the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the jobs in the union?
Yes.
Or... Okay, thank you. Have you ever been... Okay, and have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment, less unemployment?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I heard it's busy. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it's kind of busy, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a crystal ball, you know?
It's okay. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, better, or stay about the same?
Probably about the same.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your work in the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are most or were most concerned for you in the past? It was the dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
No safety concerns.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yeah.
And it was in person or online?
It was what?
It was in person or online?
It was in person.
Thank you, sir. And have you participated in a political canvassing in the last 12 months?
No.
And a union organizing?
No.
Thank you so much. How often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? You will say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Thank you, sir. What about the sources that you are getting news in your community? Can you please rank the sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one that's less likely to get your news? Let me give you some options. We have cable news, local TV news, newspapers.
Locals.
We would be the firms. And then we have friends and neighbors, radio, the internet. Which would be the next after the local TV news?
Friends.
Thank you. Then we have cable, newspaper, radio, or internet, which would be another option. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, sir. And for the next issues, which is the issue that matters most to you right now? Could be the jobs in the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, jobs. Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on the federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not important at all, that the elected officials support this Davis-Bacon Act?
Important.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't believe in either side. I have no idea.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis companies over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the UAW?
UAW.
Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as president overall.
Disapprove.
And would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. What about the job has done with the support for labor unions? Would you say approve or disapprove?
Somewhat.
And what about the immigration?
Somewhat.
About healthcare?
Somewhat.
And the economy?
Disapprove. Thank you, Kong.
Thank you so much, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its jobs?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and officers in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
It depends on who's running. And if not, I'm not voting yet.
Okay. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Oh, yeah. I get everything from the letter.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And what about the international union effectiveness? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. In your opinion, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
On the international or the regular?
The local.
The local is actually excellent. There's not that much improvement they actually can do. They're pretty up to par. They keep everybody up to date. They try to get work. They try to turn jobs over from non-union to union. They're excellent. Local 7 is excellent.
Okay. And
now the international, I don't feel so good about the international, to be honest with you.
There is a specific thing that you think that they should be improving?
Yeah, international, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
International is too big, and you're just a little piece of the dirt on the floor. You know what I mean? You're just a little piece of the puzzle. So,
okay.
And I don't agree with some of the laws they have with retirement and stuff like that.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And what do you think that they should be working on for the rest of the year?
Getting work for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
This year's gone. Next year's gone. They're not working on work for 2025. We have a lot of problems.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say mail, job site, union meetings, email, text messages?
Anything. Anything works.
Okay.
Or you get it in the paper. Anything works, but doesn't make a difference.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once
four
a year?
4 or more times.
Okay. Thank you. And just a couple of questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done with the survey. Do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you so much. And do you think of yourself closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party, or neither?
It all depends on what people are looking to do and how they're looking to spend money and what they're looking to,
okay,
you know,
okay,
to allocate and how, you know, they're going to do with unions and all the rest of that stuff. So it all depends.
Understand. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
American, Italian American.
Thank you so much, sir. And just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
You actually need my first name?
Just for verification purposes with my supervisor, sir.
What about the last name?
It's okay.
It's Roland.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Take care, sir.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.